afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom. I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. And today is Friday, August 12, 2022. Howdy do.
Howdy do, Miss Melody. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much.
Been a beautiful day here in the hills. It cooled off, the temperature in the 70s, the humidity's down. It's been gorgeous.
It's very lovely here, too. I think we got into the low 80s, but we're in the 70s now, and it's almost chilly.
Well, if you stay some degree weather, 9 degree, it does feel chilly, but I love September. I like the weather in September. October's okay, but I don't like getting into the wintertime. Nonetheless, it's been a beautiful day, and I've enjoyed it.
Well, good. I'm glad. And, no, I prefer it to be a little bit warmer. It's still August, and you know, I'm not real fond of these cool temperatures. We get enough of them. But it's a beautiful day to be alive, and I'm blessed for that.
Amen. So, amen.
It doesn't matter what happens outside. I'm happy. So,
well, to get you off on the right foot, I want to read something to you. You remember Rod Sterling?
Yeah.
You know, the
Twilight
Zone.
One of my
favorites. Yeah. Well, I got here's him in the picture. Him says, "Imagine if you will, a world where men are allowed to compete in women's sports, and a woman who can't define woman is appointed to the Supreme Court because she's a woman." Now that's a Twilight Zone. That's the Twilight Zone. That's Twilight Zone, Mildy. That's for real Twilight Zone. But anyway, I had to share that. I mean, go ahead.
Yes, we are living in Twilight
Zone. That is Twilight Zone. That really is.
I mean, it really is. I mean, it's just what's going on in this country is just amazing. And we're certainly going to be talking about a lot of that today. And but first, we're going to go to the metals market. And all the paper markets were strong today. And, you know, gold did well today, too. It was up 1802.70, up almost 12 bucks, not quite 1%, though. Silver was up almost 3% at $20.92. Platinum was up $5 at $971. Palladium was down 73 at $22.87. The paper markets today, well, the USDX today, let's do that first, was up 0.51 at 105.62. Crude oils took a hit today, down 2.33. And the paper markets today, the Dow jumped 400 points. And everybody is loving this great lower inflation. Isn't that great? Hey, we had none. We had none the month before. No inflation. How about that? It's just ludicrous.
Insane.
But anyway,
it's insane.
The Dow was up 424 points at 33,761. The S&P was up 72 at 4,280. NASDAQ up 2%, 13,047. Asian markets, Shanghai was lower just fractionally. European markets were all stronger, but no, they weren't all that strong. 10-year yield, 2.837. And natural gas was down 1%. Brent was down 1.63%. But WTI was down 2.5%. So a lot of variations there. Peloton, they're slashing 280 jobs. They're closing stores and hiking prices. I'm glad there's no inflation. And push,
too.
They're looking to turn a profit. They want a profit. So that's what they want. And let's see, what else do we have here? There was some news today. The import prices, the U.S. import prices, did decline for the first time in 7 months. In July. And of course, you know, that's what I've been talking about. It was helped by a strong U.S. dollar. And it lowered costs for both fuel and non-fuel products, you know. But, you know, they're looking at it as another sign for that inflation has peaked. You know, inflation is all how you look at it. And you know, we have temporary inflation when you see these things on supply and goods and demand and so forth. But the real monetary inflation is our dollar. That's what we talk about on this program. Inflation is here every single day. They lied to you when they say it's 2%. It's just their equation that they use. They don't use what's in your pocketbooks and what you have to pay. They strip those out so it doesn't make a difference. So, you know, it's just, but hey, everything we get is great. It's great to have lower gasoline prices. We just want them to tell us the truth, which won't happen. Import prices fell by more than expected, 1.4% last month. It was the largest monthly drop since April of 2020. Let's see. Economists polled by Reuters had forecast import prices, and that excludes tariffs, would decline 1.0% from June. So let's see if there's anything else interesting in that. No, not really. I mean, the dollar has gained around 10%. That's huge against the currencies. And since just the beginning of the year, 10%. So, yeah, imports are going to be a lot less expensive. And that's what I, and this is that there was a madness for their strengthening the dollar like it has. So what happens when the dollar begins to fall again? You know, they're going to be on this little seesaw thing in this trading range. And this is what we're going to have to experience here in this coming future. You know, you're going to have, and it's all how they're going to report it, too. So they're not going to talk about when things are higher and so forth, but they'll certainly pitch. And this is an election year, so get ready for that, for all kinds of exaggerations. Let's see if there's anything. Irrational expectations are keeping commodity prices unsustainably low. Let's see what else is there. The Fed's still looking to raise a 75 basis points hike in September. So no softening there. Yields are soaring in Australia and New Zealand. As the world is rethinking slower rate hikes. And that was pretty much it. I think all eyes, Butch, were on Mar-a-Lago. And what's certainly happening.
Yes. As a matter of fact, one of the articles today was Trump's donations have hit record highs since it happened.
He's
hit record highs. So, you know, what can you say? I mean, pro-Trump or anti-Trump, the man has some followers, and they're sticking with him. Matter of fact, some of them are even threatening the FBI and DOJ, literally threatening them. So
yeah, and that shouldn't be. But, I mean, that really shouldn't be. And I, you know, one guy got shot dead in Ohio because of it. And it's like, you know, it's, no, I don't think that should be. And I don't think it should be promoted. And we still have to see how this all plays out.
It does seem kind of fishy. I have to admit, I don't know what the reason was. They hadn't even told me the reasons yet that I know of, so it does seem kind of fishy. But it's benefited Trump's campaign.
Well, they did show the search warrant text, and that has been released, and supposedly what was retrieved and who signed for what and so forth. And, you know, the funny thing about it is, and they did, you know, it says that the feds are hunting the stolen nuke docs, you know, is the big headlines. It's like, what, it took them a year and a half? It was so important.
Yeah, exactly.
This is the best that they could do in a year and a half? I mean, if something was that important, you'd think they would have done it in a few weeks. Or how would it have even gotten out?
What,
you know, it's bizarre.
Well, on Trump's, I guess, say behalf, he had been hounded since day one. You know that. Hounded, I mean, Russiagate and all that, on and on and on. It hadn't slacked up a whole lot since it's been out of office either. But again, it's benefited him in the sense that people are rallying behind him more than they ever did now. So we'll see what this leads to. I don't know. Do I think it's a political move? I certainly do think it's a political move. I don't know what all the reasons were behind it, but I don't think that he's guilty of anything like that. But try to say it was, even Russiagate. But nonetheless, it's a political move and it's benefited him, so We'll see what happens.
Well, it backfired on the Democrats. And, Garland, he's a piece of work. I saw an interview on the former FBI in charge of bringing about the Unabomber. And he's saying, I guess Merrick was involved in there. That's why he got to know how it all started and so forth. And, he didn't have much respect for him back then. But it just goes to show you that Merrick's been around for a very long time. And he is part of the deep state. And thankfully, he never made it to the Supreme Court. And so, goodness gracious, the Republicans did do that thing, and they did a good job there, I have to say, keeping him out of the Supreme Court. So, I don't know. It's, but you know what? You do have to ask these questions, and I do know that, Trump's son-in-law's name, Kushner. Mm-hmm. He's made billions of dollars on deals with the Saudis after he's left the office. All kinds of deals. So, but it's just not this family. It's every family.
Well, Pelosi's
son
with him. Pelosi's son with him to Asia.
Exactly.
And his stocks jumped so up 30%. So yeah, folks, get over this. It's all Trump's. It's all Biden. It's every one of them.
It's every one of them.
Every one of them, from the top to the bottom.
Yep, it sure is. And there was just just recently who had to give back a bunch of. Had to pay taxes or something. It was a Democrat, I think. I can't remember who it was.
I don't remember
but,
that.
But yeah, so it's all of them, and it's like there's no, they're not going to go after the kids. I mean, they're trying to go after Hunter, but that's not going to happen. It's not going to happen, and it's all of them. It's just all of them. Anyone that has that power. But it's, and they don't even hide it anymore, Butch.
No, they don't. They actually flaunt it.
They flaunt it.
They do. They truly do. But that's, again, they're untouchable. And we just want to face that fact. They're not going to answer for it. Get over the fact that they're not going to answer for it. They're just not going to answer for it. So just get over that situation. Well, I hear when Nassara said they're going to take them out, they're going to take them down. I've been hearing that for years. And on and on it goes, no, folks, it ain't going to happen. It just isn't going to happen. I wish it were, but it isn't going to happen. But, I just want to hit this quick before break time here in a few minutes. You talk about inflation, and, of course, we're going to discuss that more in detail, like food costs, whatever you're going. I got to think about it. Melody, I'm retired, so I draw a Social Security check. So come the first year, I don't have to worry about inflation because they're going to give me a raise.
Oh, what, $20?
They said it could be up, depends on who you are, up to $159. And I mean, that's top, I guess, is going to be $159. So, extra $159 will not cover the increase in grocery of the last year. I mean, good we're getting it, but it's not near enough. And it's almost a joke. Almost a joke.
It really is. And the funny thing about it is if their numbers show that inflation is dropping a little bit, they might take it away. I don't know the months that they calculate what they're going to do for inflation and so forth, but
that's
if the program is still there.
Well, who knows what's going to come out all this in the end, but thankful get what they give, I guess. It's our money. Why not? But that's almost a slap in the face, an insult.
It really is.
$159 won't even fill up your tank more than twice.
Well, now you know, Butch, they've done that big bill, that inflation fighter bill he's getting ready to pass. So, it will be better.
It'll be better, and we're going to discuss a little bit, maybe if you have time, the 87,000 new IRS agents, and a bunch of them are going to be trained to shoot. Now, I'm serious about this. Shoot without hesitation. They're even training snipers for the IRS. So, folks, I think perhaps they see things coming we don't want to look at. I think they
I heard today that that makes the IRS, I don't know if it's the 87,000 or all of their employers, employ all of their, over all the other agencies combined. They have more employees than any of the other agencies combined.
More than the Pentagon, State Department, FBI, and Border Patrol combined.
Combined.
And but said IRS agents that must carry a gun and use deadly force during dangerous assignments. And there are even little harsh snipers. Wow, folks, it's going to be really nice. It is. In the meantime, grocery store inflation rises the highest since 1979, folks. I mean, breakfast cereal is up 16.4% from last year. Bread is up 13.7% from last year. Ground beef's up 9.7%. Bacon's up 9.2%. Breakfast sausage up 15.7%. Chicken prices up 17.6%. Milk's up 15.6%. Cheese prices are up 12.6%. Ice cream's up 7.3%. Fruit and vegetables are up 9.3%. Coffee prices up 20.3%. Butter price up 22.2%. But the $159 extra month will cover all that. So we got it made now. I mean, come on, people. I mean, surely we're not that ignorant. $159 from last year. Add all those increases together for food prices. The average inflation about 15% overall for food prices compared to this right here. 15% is not going. I mean, that's a huge increase. An extra $150 a month is not going to cover the difference. That's just all there is to it. And that's just what I look at the truth and not deny it. It's really kind of a slap in the face, in my mind, an insult to American people who worked 35, 40, 50 years to get this. And you're going to give you a pittance like that with all this you're paying extra. I just don't see where that's even, that's almost laughable.
No, but they'd rather give our tax dollars. And you're right. This is a program that people paid for. The government abused, spent it. And, I mean, we all knew it wasn't going to work a long time ago. We don't know why they couldn't figure it out, but we all knew it wasn't going to work. And, but they'd rather send money to, you know, to all these subsidies to pay for this, to pay for all this green energy, to pay for all these new vehicles and forcing corporations to buy, you know, trade in their gasoline vehicles for electric vehicles like they are post office. And, I mean, it's just, but, you know, those subsidies can go to those people, the chip makers. Yeah, let's pay for all these companies to come back here, and they make more money from the government paying them probably to come here than they. It's just obscene.
It is obscene.
Just obscene.
It's obscene, and again, it boils down to you and I paying it.
And listening to the music, that boils down to we're heading into a break. So we will be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC Talk CommonSenseTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com, and sign up for a weekly newsletter and the blog that comes out on Fridays. And what's next, Butch?
Well, this one, and I'm going to say, I think this is about time. This article, I think it's about time somebody stood up, and this means the states in this instance. Arizona will declare invasion in Texas in January. Texas should today. President Joe Biden refuses to defend America's southern border while millions of illegal aliens crossed unhindered. Women and children are trafficked. Drug cartels maintain operational control. And Americans die from fentanyl. Now, I'm going to say this right up front. I am convinced that many in the government levels, federal levels especially, I say, many probably in state levels, are profiting from the drug cartel and the children and women trafficked. I guarantee you the government officials are profiting from that. They don't want to stop it. They're making money from it. But let's move on. But contrary to the claims of Biden's Department of Justice, states are not powerless to act. It is time for border states like Texas and Arizona to challenge the administration and take bold action to stop this invasion. It's beyond dispute that the situation at the southern border is a crisis of monumental proportions. In 2021, an estimated 2 million people crossed the southern border illegally. Experts say 2022 is shaping it up to be far worse. Now, let's just say 2 million. 2 million illegal aliens come in the country last year. This year going to be worse. That's the ones they know of, folks. The ones they know of. Many have hesitated to call this disaster an invasion. But to quote Congressman Chip Roy, you're dang right that's an invasion. What else do you call it? Most Texans would agree. In Arizona last week, Carrie Lake won the GOP nomination for governor on a pledge that Arizona will act where the federal government has failed. It was a big victory. Lake netted over 48% of the vote to secure the nomination. As governor, Lake promised, I will issue a declaration of invasion, finish President Trump's wall, blow up the cartel's drug tunnels and surveillance drones, and deploy the Arizona National Guard to stop illegals from entering. Arizona is our home, and I will do everything in my power to defend our families. Finish President Donald Trump's wall, blow up the drug tunnels, deploy the National Guard. Can a governor really do that? She can. Through securing the border, though securing the border is the federal government's responsibility, the Constitution empowers state governments to act when our federal government refuses. And this is what it says. Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3 of the U.S. Constitution says this. No state shall, without the consent of Congress, lay any duty of tonnage, keep troops or ships of war in time of peace, enter into any agreement or compact with another state or with a foreign power, or engage in war unless actually invaded or in such imminent danger as will not admit of delay. So, yes, they do have a constitutional right to protect their borders. They have a duty to do so. The people in the states are being overrun. They're being overwhelmed. And if this lady, Carrie Lake, says I like to think she's going to do it, will blow up the tunnels, stop the drugs, that would make a lot of people on higher levels very angry because she's cutting off their money supply. But it's got to be done. So good for Miss Lake. I hope you do well in the election. I really do. We will see. But it's about time some states had enough is enough. And I'm glad Arizona is doing it. And Texas should join right in with them. California never will. Forget about that. But those Texas and Arizona should jump right in there and take care of that right now. Even the borders, Louisiana, are close. It's close to Texas. All those states in that area, even Mississippi, may want to consider this also. Because they're coming across the country, clear up in the northeast and the northwest. But it starts in the southwest. So in the South. Any comments, Melody?
No, I mean, this is, it really is just out of control. It's just like everything else that's going on with, you know, so many of things that are happening in this country. It's just out of control. And but you know what? It's frustrating that they allowed it to get to this point.
Oh,
and that
is.
There are no other voices out there. And it's just, you know, so hopefully, you know, it's an example that, you know, maybe some others, it'll set a precedence or something, but then we'll just have to wait and see.
Well, Miss Lake, as you just read, you got 40% of the vote in, I guess she'll be, of course, she'll be on the ballot this year. And her statements are bold statements, but they should have been said 20 years ago or longer ago.
I agree. Longer.
And here you go, folks. You won't go hungry. Snack food made with cricket protein now being sold in Canadian supermarkets. It'll be here soon. The next time you bite into your cheese puffs, it might be best to read the ingredient label. As snacks made with cricket flour are now on sale at major Canadian grocery stores. Nationwide, the food brand called Actually Foods from Canadian-based Antano Farms says it is a mission to renew Canadians' relationship with what they claim is a healthy food. Actually Foods cheddar jalapeno puffs, which are mostly corn-based, list an ingredient, organic cricket flour. Now, let me repeat that. Organic cricket flour. Make sure your crickets are organic, okay? That they're raised naturally, that they're caught in the wild. They're not being GMO'd. Why am I laughing? But anyway, both crickets and mealworms in recent months have been promoted by global elites as a source of protein that they say could replace beef or pork, and which can also be used in a variety of foods. Indeed, the Great Reset of Klaus Schwab and his World Economic Forum has had a part of its agenda, the promotion of eating bugs to replace beef, pork, and other meats that they say have high carbon footprints. Antamo Foods says that when it comes to their bug-infused cheddar jalapeno puffs, they ditch so-called natural ingredients that they are actually not clean as they claim. Let's try that. They ditch so-called natural ingredients that are actually not as clean as they claim. So they get rid of some natural ingredients and say they're not as good as the crickets are. Instead, we're making something you can feel about, good about, using unexpected ingredients that, although surprising, actually boost the health benefits you're looking for, like high protein, cricket powders, fava beans, and more. The packaging does not say that the puffs are powered by crickets. The puffs are for sale nationwide at major Canadian grocery stores. So there you go. We'll see. I don't know. We'll catch you on. I don't know. But make sure your crickets are all natural and that, and you know, that they're not GMO. Make sure they're all natural. If you go do your own, you know, get the natural product. That makes sense to me. I mean, anything you want to say
about that? Yeah, but my question is, could it actually be healthier?
Well, I don't know. I'm not going to say whether it's not. I've never checked
into
it.
Because, I mean, look at our food chain anymore. Look at the things that are going into our, you know, unless you buy, you know, the, you know, where you know where it's coming from and what it's being fed and what it's being, you know, shot with. Who knows what's in those store-bought meats anymore?
But you don't, and they're actually, the folks, she's telling the truth. They're shot up with hormones. They're not, I promise you, that's why I raised my own beef and I eat some deer meat because I know where it comes from. But the, and now they're getting into crickets and insects. Okay, this is sale. It's okay. But how long before they start fooling with those, but they make them bigger and tastier? Adding hormones to them, perhaps. They're doing things to make them a little more tasty and more productive.
Well, sure, because they're going to need a lot of them because right now the global population is to hit $8 billion.
Yep. So we'll see. I don't know, but like I said, I mean, they're trying to find the all natural organic cricket, so that's good. And back to flour, talk about flour, cricket flour. Another food processing plant went down.
I saw that.
It's up in the hundreds now. Hundreds, folks, in a year and a half. Hundreds. A devastating fire completely destroyed the Pendleton Flour Mills in Oregon. A fire completely destroyed the building at Pendleton Flour Mills in eastern Oregon on Wednesday. Officials said that a small fire that started on Tuesday afternoon and reignited early Wednesday morning caused the Pendleton Flour Mills to go up in flames. Yesterday, August 9th at 2:55 p.m., City Council dispatch received a report of black smoke coming from the Pendleton Flour Mills with no visible flames, said Pendleton Police Chief Chuck Byam. The Pendleton Fire Department responded and extinguished the small fire, however, remained on scene conducting fire search. The fire subsequently reignited about 4 o'clock this morning, at which time it was fully engulfed due to dry grain as well as the wood structure within. Grain Craft, which owns the Pendleton Flour Mills, bills itself as the country's largest independent flour milling enterprise. So, folks, the largest milling enterprise in the country has been destroyed by fire. It's 100 and some different food processing plants and handlers have been taken out in the last year and a half. Don't tell me this is not a planned situation. It's impossible by coincidence to have that many places destroyed in a matter of 16 months. It just don't happen that way. Any comments, Melody?
No, and I believe the cause is, you know, unknown, and I'm sure they have to do their investigations and so forth, but, I mean, usually they have a somewhat of an idea.
And I would say, knowing flour dust is probably flammable. I know coal dust is very flammable in the coal mines. I work there, so I would say that's
flour
very flammable.
Flour dust? Flammable?
Yes. I don't know that. I'm saying I don't know that. But it
makes
sense.
Yeah, but we eat that.
Be.
We eat that, though.
Well, we do, but we don't light it on fire first. But so anyway,
does that mean...
I don't know. I don't know that it is, but it could be. It could be. It could be. I don't know that. Maybe somebody in the audience knows whether flour dust is flammable or not. I don't know. But it caught on fire, apparently. So I don't know. We'll see. And this, another hit, I think, for a lot of people. We're going to see it. Second largest U.S. aluminum mill idles due to untenable energy prices, laying off 600 American workers. That's a lot of people. That affects four per family. That's 24,000 people, Mel. It's going to be affected by this. Not to mention the businesses that they bought from over the years around them. All their businesses. All of them.
The multiplier impact.
The second largest aluminum mill in the United States has idled operations, laying off about 600 American workers due to untenable electricity and energy prices. And that's really a shame. In June, Century Aluminum Company executives announced that they would idle the Hawkesville, Kentucky aluminum mill plant, mill for about from 9 to 12 months as a result of skyrocketing prices to merely keep the plant's lights on. Similarly, executives with two steel mills are suspending operation because they cannot afford the cost of energy to keep the plants open. This comes after executives warned federal regulators about their ability to take energy prices months ago. Bloomberg reported on June 22nd, 600 workers at the second largest aluminum mill in America, accounting for about 20% of U.S. supply, learned they were losing a job because the plant can't afford an electricity tab that has tripled in a matter of months. That's a lot. Century Aluminum Company says it'll idle the Hawkesville, Kentucky mill for as long as a year, taking out the biggest three of its U.S. sites. A shutdown like this can take a month as workers carefully swirl the molten metal into storage so it doesn't solidify in pipes and vessels and turns the entire facility into a useless brick. Restarting takes another 6 to 9 months. For this reason, owners don't halt operations unless they've exhausted all their options. Now, think about it, folks. It takes 6 to 9 months to get fired up again. Yeah, that's how things think in a minute. At least two steel mills have been suspending some operations to cut energy costs, according to one industry executive, who asked not to be identified because the information isn't public. In May, a group of factories across the U.S. Midwest warned federal energy regulators that some were on the verge of closing for the summer or longer because of what they described as unjust and unreasonable electricity bills. They asked to be wholly absolved of some power fees, a request that, if granted, would be unprecedented. So, apparently it didn't happen. There you go, folks. Aluminum, I mean, what can you name products that have aluminum in them? About everything you have around you does, including your cars. Even your Coke
just
cans
like oil,
do.
Yeah,
sure. So these are things that maybe we just look at and shrug it off. But Melody, when a flour mill shuts down, makes, you know, that is that big, and we have 100 and some other processing plants destroyed, could that have something to do with the cost of food going up, perhaps? I hear that if you like Little Debbie cakes, you better stock up on them because they can't find all the ingredients to make them. Now, I'm not making it up, folks. That's for real. So if you like Little Debbie cakes, and I think the oatmeal cakes are delicious, you better go stock up on them because they're not going to be on the shelf pretty soon. Any comments, Melody?
No, but I'm going to go back to this. Flour is highly flammable.
I thought it was.
It's a product that can ignite a fire and cause an explosion. It is capable of spreading in the air and may result in much damage. Fire is possible with the presence of these elements and conditions, confined space, oxygen, and dispersion. When fine flour dust particles that hang suspended in the air react to heat, it has a high tendency of exploding. It is due to the starch or carbohydrate component that contains glucose, which has a highly flammable property. The individual grains, when exposed to oxygen and ignition, increases the likelihood of catching fire, especially in the enclosed area. So, yes, spontaneous combustion also is in flour dust.
See, that wasn't a bad call from an old hillbilly like me. I kind of figured.
You say, but you're smarter, and you're that's just your image.
Kind of like Yogi Bear, smarter than average bear. Okay, we'll go for that. Anyway, we'll go for that. I got time for one more article, thank you. Now, this is interesting. Argentina is going to stop printing money. I'm serious. Argentina government has left this beautiful country in financial ruin. July's inflation report surpassed 60% with no signs of slowing. The problem with socialism is that they eventually run out of other people's money. The government was spending $6 million daily on social programs, but the poverty rate continues to rise. About 57% of the working population cannot find work, and there have been mass strikes since their money will not fund basic goods. Now, folks, that's coming to the good old U.S. of A. Believe me, it is. Economy Minister Sergio Massa, the third person to fill this position in the past month, has a new plan. Stop printing money. Since they had no way to pay off their debt, the government simply continued to print more and divide its currency in the process. Magic doesn't exist, Massa bluntly told reporters in Buenos Aires. Anyway, I can't say it right. Buenos Aires. We have to confront inflation with determination. Massa believes the country will still commit to its deficit goal this year to meet its agreement with the International Monetary Fund that's receiving a $44 billion bailout. Their currency is useless, and the people have no incentive to work. The underground barter economy is alive and well, and only a full transformation of government policy could save this nation. Folks, it's the same process in the good old U.S. of A. Printing paper fiat currency is not money, and the more they print, the less it's worth. No matter what they do, no matter how they fight inflation, no matter how they do it, it's going to catch us. They held off inflation with the petrodollar. It's going away. They held off inflation by exporting our debt to other countries like to China. It's going away because China's now having a hard time making ends meet. Folks, believe me, the cows are going to come to the barn pretty soon. It's coming. It's going to happen. You better consider this to be true. We're going to pay the piper. We played this game a long time. Payday's coming.
It is. And we're going into a break. We'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
We're back. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul. And, you know, you were just talking about Argentina. They just hiked their interest rates to 70%, 69.5%.
So. That's really conducive to business, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Makes things real, really.
Well, you know. Put some money in their banks. Would they pay us 69.5%?
It's just phenomenal, the desperation of countries. And I mean, we as a nation have been so arrogant for so long, we thought we were immune to all these third world country situations. Now we're becoming a third world nation itself in a lot of different ways, folks. We're becoming what you call a banana republic. It's happening in America. America is crumbling. The foundations that we once built on have been destroyed, and we're crumbling. Matter of fact, the Bible says the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The foundation is being destroyed. We're actually literally crumbling because there's nothing to build on that's left. And the money, the currency is one of them. You can't build on fiat currency. It will not stand. Now, that's true, isn't it? Isn't that, Melody?
It is true. And the United States was very fortunate because we were able to, well, we weren't able to, but they did use it as a reserve currency for the world. So you have all world transactions basically done in the dollar. Very large part that certainly has been decreasing, and that is the only reason that has allowed the United States to continue to the ability that we have, along with media and Wall Street and all the little games that they play. Whenever we go through a bad economy or recession, they just bail everything out and they just pay Peter to pay Paul, but they will default. They have to default. Not sure what will create the default. There will be something that will, whether it be a war, whether it be, who knows, it could be anything, but eventually they will default on the debt because there's no money to pay.
Well, you know,
why do you think taxes are constantly rising?
Of course. Of course.
Why do you think they're increasing the IRS by 87,000?
And they're going to be hitting people, folks, that make less than $75,000 a year. The IRS is going to be targeting people that make less than $75,000 a year. That's me. Coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming.
They're going to target the people who can't afford attorneys. They're going to target people who say, okay, I'll pay. And, the percentage of people, though, that don't pay taxes is incredible. I mean, it's a very, what is it, Butch? What? 40% of the population doesn't, 30% or 40% don't pay taxes? Something like that?
Well, the corporations don't either, Melody.
And corporations don't either. You're right.
So that's just the way it is.
And their little
folks.
15% that they're supposedly going to be putting on corporations is a joke.
Of course it is.
It's just a joke.
It'll raise our prices because they'll pass on us. That's all there is to it.
Absolutely.
People are getting a little bit irritable with the world by a lot of different things. And I just read an article here about Britain. Revolution has begun, it says. 75,000 Brits to stop paying power bills amid inflation storm. People are getting tired. They're getting tired of this. Resistance is growing as more than 75,000 irritated people in the UK have pledged not to pay electricity bills this fall when prices jump again. 75,000 people have pledged to strike on October 1st. If the government and energy companies refuse to act, then ordinary people will. Together we can enforce a fair price and comfortable energy for all, tweeted Don't Pay UK, as an anonymous group spearheading the event to have more than 1 million Brits boycott paying their power bill by October 1st. If the energy and if the government and energy companies refuse to act, then we have to. Together, we can force a fair price and affordable energy for everyone. And I agree. So yeah, if they don't pay the power bill, somebody gets back down. You remember in Poland, Lechowicz? You remember when he said the whole country went on strike? You remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They didn't take guns. They didn't burn down anything. They just quit working. And the government had to back down. If we could organize here and do the same thing here, that it would happen here. But you know, our dollar was the world currency. It was valued as that. It kept the worth of the dollar going for many, many years, up until Nixon took us off the gold standard. And of course, the world currency started deteriorating. That's why in the 70s inflation got so high. It happened overnight, too, didn't it, Melly? I mean, do you remember when that happened? Yeah. I took off gold standard and price went through the roof just immediately. You remember that?
I do.
So, folks, this is not something that we can just shrug off and say this is going to happen. People are going to get irritated. Now, IRS hiring agents that must carry a gun use deadly force during dangerous assignments. The Internal Revenue Service is hiring special agents that will be required to carry a firearm and be willing to use deadly force during possible dangerous assignments, according to job posting on the IRS website. Looks like the new Gestapo. The special agents will be part of the IRS Criminal Investigation Division, described as the service's law enforcement branch, which is designed to combine accounting skills with law enforcement skills to investigate financial crimes. The position's major duties include maintain honesty and integrity. That's a good one. Work at least 50 hours each week, including regular hours. Be on call 24/7, including holidays and weekends. Maintain physical readiness to effectively respond to life-threatening situations on the job. Carry a gun. Be willing to use deadly force if necessary. Participate in arrest, execution of search warrants, and other dangerous assignments. Now, this is the IRS. The IRS is a private corporation. They have no law enforcement authority at all. But who knows? Who cares? The IRS is offering a salary of $50,704.89636 per year for the position. The job advertisement has been posted since February, but it's gaining renewed attention in the wake of the Democrats' latest bill, which includes $80 billion in funding for the IRS. The massive funding boost will allow the IRS to hire 87,000 new employees, more than doubling the service current size and making it larger than the Pentagon, State Department, FBI, and Border Patrol combined. And they bought ammunition. They just bought a whole, how many thousands of ARs. And the 9mm 6-hour pistols, and they're doing for a purpose, folks. They're buying that. They bought 725,000 worth of ammunition so far this year. Why does the IRS need all that? And now the Department of the Farm Bureau is also arming itself. The Farm Bureau is arming itself. What's going on here? Could this be a standing army? Could this be an invasion like it was when the Britain sent armies over here and stayed in people's houses and harassed the people? Could this be something along the same line? Of course it could be, and it is. They're giving a private corporation, a collection agency, the right to shoot you. Now, that's a fact. Millie, what do you think?
I don't know yet.
Okay, it's a fair question.
No comment.
I mean,
no comment.
Answer. But this is not looking really good, is it? Do you agree with that?
I mean, I do agree with that. And it's just, I don't know. It's, you know, we'll just have to see how it plays out.
I just don't know how long, how far they will go. That's what the question is.
You know, you said over in Europe that they're going to stop paying their utility bills, their power bills. And that's the only thing that can, I don't care what you do, but the only thing that you can really stop them is if you stop paying your taxes. If there was an effort to get everybody, and, you know, you can put your money aside and have it there to pay, but decide not to pay your taxes for 1 year, what do you think that would happen? What do you think that would happen to their ability to pay the debt?
I agree. I totally agree.
That's the nuclear option.
That's just what China always said. And that, as Poland did, just go on strike. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't take very long before they start backing off because they couldn't afford to eat. Folks, government is a leech. All governments, whether republics, democracies, kingdoms, the governments are leeches. They have to be to survive. And they may be good, benevolent governments. It may be a republic like we were at one time where they just took enough to take care of what the needs were. But they're still leeches. They don't produce for themselves. They don't feed themselves. And if you let that leech continue to grow and suck you dry, pretty soon there's nothing left for the suck because they've taken everything out of you. It's like milking a cow dry so many times and not feeding it and take care of it, it's going to die. That's what this is all about. All governments are leeches. Get that in your head. No other way to put it. That's why you pay taxes to support your local sheriffs. And they're not going to let. That's an unnecessary thing. But they're still leeches. They're bleeding off of you. They're bleeding off your earnings. They're bleeding off your livelihood. Melody, that's just about as close as I can put it and make it make sense. Do you agree with that?
I do agree with that.
I mean, there's no other way to put it. Now, I'm reading this executive order signed by Biden, 14067, entitled Ensuring Responsible Development of Digital Assets. I don't know if I read on this. I've had different thoughts about this, and I don't know what's going to happen or not, but I understand. Now, this is what I've been told, that money, paper money, spreads disease. They're going to start taking it away because it's causing people to get sick, like monkeypox. Now, that's just what I've been told from pretty good sources. I don't know what's going to happen or not. We will see. But just let that go for a minute. Biden planning to protect us from cash. That's it. To protect us from cash beginning December 13th. Some American smartest men, including Robert Kulaski, investment guru and author of the personal finance book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and some choice words for Executive Order 14067. It will behoove you to listen to them. Kulaski called President Joe Biden's assigned executive order the most treasonous act in U.S. history, and the creation of central bank digital currencies, or CBDCs, as communism in its purest form, encouraging Americans to stay awake. He's joined by Jim Rickards, another economist, investor, and former CIA official, who is calling it a step toward the end of cash, the greenback in circulation since the founding fathers. The new digital tokens can be turned off if the government doesn't like what you're doing. Rickards has 4 decades of experience in Wall Street. Rickards criticized CBDC and labeled it as Bitcoin's evil cousin. He also exposed the supposed singular event called C-Day, which, according to him, will take place on December 13, 2022, and will disrupt the traditional financial systems in the U.S. He said that when what he calls C-Day happens, paper money will become worthless and the U.S. dollar would crash. He further added that consumer spending and access to basic needs would be also restricted, and people holding too much money will be penalized. Executive Order 14067, titled Ensuring Responsible Development of Digital Assets, includes developing policy plans and organization of federal regulators. Any future dollar payment system will be designed in a way that is consistent with the United States priorities and democratic values, including privacy protections, and that ensures the global financial system has appropriate transparency, connectivity, and platform and architecture and interoperationally for transferability and as appropriate. What they're saying is you're going to lock the world's economies, folks. If they do this, they will lock the world's economies. And if you don't obey, they'll cut off your finances. I'm not saying this. These are coming from people that look to me like they're pretty well qualified to say it. So we'll see. December 13th is not that far away. We will see. So any comments on BLD?
Well, I know he signed an executive order in order to do research on a digital currency and so forth. I don't know where the date came from. I'm a believer that, I mean, I definitely do believe that this is what they're going to have to do, because that's the only way they're going to be able to combat, you know, for these other countries from not buying our debt any longer. So they, you know, it is a currency game out there.
It's
a currency war. And so I don't know where the date came in. I'm not a fan of dates.
Whenever there's a date, they're
always wrong. It could happen tomorrow, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, if the for whatever reason, we can have a war overnight, and if they decided to default on the dollar on the debt, and you know they already have the programs out there.
Of course.
You know, just like they had the Patriot Act, just like they had all of those big government programs, they were all sitting there in place ready to be enacted. They just needed to have the the situation to in order to introduce them. Even Obamacare, that was there before. It was a program that was worked on for years.
Yes,
this is no different. This is no different. But dates, I don't pay attention to dates. Dates come and go. And if something doesn't happen, then people say, well, so.
Yep. I don't know if we have time to do the good news or not. We got about a minute left, I think. Is that right?
Sure. Yeah,
right.
You talk fast.
Man finds baby in trash can and becomes father. The story goes back to December 2017 when a 22-year-old Haitian man called Jimmy Esmerel came home to visit his mom, Elise, on an island during a study break from Texas State University. When I woke up that day, I was totally unaware that my life was about to change forever, Jimmy said. Since he was a teenager, Jimmy had kindly helped out at the orphanage next to his home, and on his trip, he brought back presents for the children. En route to the orphanage, he came across a large group of people huddling around a trash can. Jimmy made his way to the front of the commotion, and to his disbelief, there was a four-month-old baby inside. Brave Jimmy scooped up the baby and took him home to his mother, Elisha Jean, 66, where they washed, clothed, and fed them milk before taking him for medical help. The police launched an investigation to find the boy's parents, but they were never traced. But we're out of time. It makes a long story short, he adopted the boy. The boy is about 2 years old now, and they're a happy family. He adopted the little fella. So there you go.
That's awesome. That's really awesome.
That is awesome.
Yes. Yes, and it was awesome to be here today, too. And I want to thank each and every one of you. And we'll be back on Monday. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
That's too bad.